Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The death of Lemon and the rise of freedom. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, the Ten Commandments and religious expression in the public square have escaped the clutches of the so-called Lemon Test that goes all the way back to 1971. We recently celebrated our 35th anniversary at Liberty Counsel. Since 1989, Liberty Counsel has been on the front lines fighting for religious freedom. We've won 37 times at the U.S. Supreme Court, cases that we've briefed and or argued. And one of the missions or one of the goals that we had at the very beginning, in addition to overturning the Roe versus Wade 1973 abortion decision, is to overturn this 1971 case called Lemon versus Kurtzman. That particular case was part of the activist court of the 1970s. 1971 was Lemon on the First Amendment. 1973 was Roe versus Wade on abortion. And there were other cases during the 1970s as well that caused significant damage. We wanted to overturn those two cases, abortion, the 1973 decision, and Lemon, the 1971 decision. The Supreme Court in 1971, they distorted the First Amendment, Holly, by coming up with these judge-made rules because they did not want to grant individual people the right that was afforded to them under the First Amendment. So they watered down and they distorted the First Amendment Establishment Clause, which also was used to distort the First Amendment Free Exercise of Religion Clause, and which was used to distort the First Amendment Free Speech Clause. And that case is a case that came up in our case called Shurtleff versus City of Boston that we won in 2022.
The 70s was obviously a very activist judicial court, but we started the ball rolling as far as overturning the Lemon Test with the decision in 2022 with our Christian flag case, Shurtleff versus Boston, where Boston was prohibiting our client from raising the Christian flag to celebrate Constitution Day.
Yeah, and we ended up winning. The city of Boston used the 1971 Lemon Test, Lemon versus Kurtzman case, to argue that they had to, that they were required to censor Christian viewpoints, that this forum where they allowed people to raise flags, and they allowed 284 flags over a period of 12 years with no denials, every single one was approved, wide variety of individual private messages, sometimes opposing messages, pro-communist China, anti-communist China. Different people had different messages, lots of LGBTQ and pride flags and so forth. But they said that this flag, the Christian flag, had to be censored if Hal Shurtleff deemed it to be religious, if Hal Shurtleff deemed it to be secular. Same flag, based upon his different viewpoint of it. If it was, in his mind, secular, it's okay. If it's in his mind religious, or in this case Christian, it's not okay. They said they could not allow a flag that Hal Shurtleff would consider to be Christian because Lemon versus Kurtzman would require them to censor the Christian viewpoint. That was the issue before the U.S. Supreme Court.
And four courts agreed with them.
Yeah.
Four.
We lost twice before the same judge in the district court and lost twice before the same three judges on the Court of Appeals. And won unanimously 9-0 at the United States Supreme
Court. Yeah, we got to the High
Court
and they're like, why is this even here? This is a no-brainer.
Yeah.
That's what
Which
we've been
goes
saying.
To show you, you know, that some of these judges just get it wrong.
Right.
But we continued to fight and we won this case. And the Supreme Court unanimously rejected the use of the Lemon versus Kurtzman.
Yeah, that was the first step to overturning the Lemon Test was our case. And then the next case that actually got rid of the Lemon Test was the Coach Kennedy, a month later?
Yeah.
That decision.
It was right after that. And the Kennedy case cited to our Shurtleff versus City of Boston case and we filed an amicus brief in the Kennedy case, and it was the same thing. Coach Kennedy can kneel down after the game, and he can think secular thoughts, just kneeling down, same exact pose, but if he's thinking secular thoughts, like how much he dislikes America, he's kneeling down because he's protesting the national anthem.
Or what's
all
for
of
dinner.
That's okay.
Yeah.
What's for dinner?
Yeah.
All that's okay. But if his kneeling down is for the purpose of prayer, has a religious component to it, same exact pose, but the reason for doing it is religious, in this case Christian, no, you can't do it. Lemon versus Kurtzman. Well, the Supreme Court rejected that and overruled Lemon and cited Shurtleff versus City of Boston, our case, in doing so. So our very first amicus brief, we said, for example, that we've had 37 wins at the U.S. Supreme Court that we've either briefed or argued. Well, our first amicus brief that we filed in the U.S. Supreme Court was actually in 1992. And that was not a win. That was in a case called Lee versus Wiseman. That case was a case involving a person who was Jewish, a rabbi, who was invited to say a short prayer at graduation. And the school invited him to say a prayer, but there was a lawsuit against the school to stop him from saying this short prayer. And the court cited to Lemon versus Kurtzman as a basis for censoring him. And the court agreed that under Lemon, he should be censored. The case went up to the United States Supreme Court. Our very first amicus brief ever in the history of Liberty Counsel, we founded it in 1989, this was 1992, was Lemon versus Kurtzman issue, and it was in Lee versus Wiseman. And we wrote an amicus brief that was actually pretty profound. And we went through a lot of different issues, different kinds of cases, to show how Lemon has caused confusion.
Yeah, I mean, like every time Christmas rolls around, some government says, oh, you can't have a nativity scene on government property. And many times they're citing the Lemon test.
They're citing Lemon. And so in our case, we took a lot of things. Like, for example, even whether or not a city or a government can take its tractor or its truck to plow the snow off of a church parking lot versus the next adjacent building is a grocery store, and they can plow that off. And there were cases that said yes, and there were cases that said no.
Wow.
So for every yes, there was a no. For every no, there was a yes on the same exact issue. So literally, there were cases where the city, for safety reasons, they wanted to plow off the roads from the snow. They used their plow to plow off the parking lots of grocery stores, shopping centers, so that people wouldn't slip and fall.
But the city was saying no because it was a church?
No, the city was saying yes. So the city says, We'll plow off this parking lot too, that's a church, because our citizens are going to walk on that parking lot and we want them to be safe. So the city was fine to say, yes, we will. And there's two different cases, believe it or not. One case, someone filed suit and said, oh, you can't do that. That's an establishment of religion. It's giving benefit to the church.
They were opposing the church.
Somebody filed suit against the city and said, stop plowing the church's parking lot.
Unbelievable.
That's a benefit to the church. Lemon versus Kurtzman. One court said, you're right, stop plowing. Another court using Lemon said, no, you're wrong, you can continue to plow. So that's what we did for every case. As absurd as that, even Lemon was used to stop the city from doing a good deed for its citizens.
Wow.
Plowing snow and ice off of a church parking lot.
Let all the churchgoers slip and fall.
Let them all fall and slip there. Yeah.
That's punishment.
That's how ridiculous Lemon was.
Wow.
So we filed that brief, and the Supreme Court, unfortunately, ruled against the school, and they prohibited the rabbi from praying.
Well, you know, Justice Scalia would refer to the Lemon test as the ghoul in the closet they would pull out to scare in various cases. So now, fortunately, that ghoul has been buried.
Yes, and you know, and I learned a lesson, too, back in 1992. I thought for sure the Supreme Court would overturn Lemon and that surely they wouldn't stop the school from this rabbi praying during graduation. But they did. And when I got the decision down, I was sad for like 2 days. And I never had that response after that, because what I did and what the Lord impressed on me was, that's a temporary setback. You just need to regroup, come up with a different strategy, and move forward. And we did. And we created a new precedent argument with regards to the First Amendment. And we continued to litigate and litigate and litigate and litigate. Sometimes we won, sometimes we had setbacks. But in 2022, we won. Lemon is dead. It's gone. And now that's a new day for religious freedom. I encourage you to go to Liberty Counsel's website for more information on what this means for you. lc.org/lemon. That's lc.org/lemon.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.